Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Devin Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
Yeah, we started already. She just called me boo, and I confused her. I was, yeah, like a deer in headlights there because I have a dog that nickname is Boo, and he's not very friendly, and you don't like him.
I am not a big fan.
Yes, cute as pie, if pie can be cute.
If pie bites people.
He does bite people, and pies don't bite. But yeah, so no one's ever called me Boo, but Boo is also used as a term of endearment.
That's right. I said, ready to get started, Boo? And she was like, what?
Okay,
did
Boo.
Did you just call me a dog? I don't get it.
Yeah, but it was actually kind of nice to be called Boo.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks. Okay, so that made me happy.
And we're talking about happiness today.
Oh, nice segue.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I think that in a world where there is so much stuff, okay, heavy stuff, negative stuff, from the television to the media to the social comparisons to all of that we are having a very difficult time as a culture, as a people, being happy. And I don't think it's just here in America, but I think it's higher in America than it is in many other countries.
Yes.
And we need to think about and talk about what happiness means and how do you be happy.
Okay. Well, let's get started.
All right. So I think first and foremost, I think that no matter what, whether it's happiness, whether it's wealth, whether it's love or whatever, that you have to have an intention.
The intent to be happy.
Yeah. So you wake up in the morning and you have a choice, okay? And that choice is, oh my God, it's Monday. I hate Mondays. Mondays suck. It's going to be such a long day. I got 5 days left to the weekend. And you know, you may not even be verbally saying this, but it's in your head, okay? So your intention is negative. So intention is almost like an energy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waking up saying it's a great day or just feeling like excited about the day. Just since we're talking about Mondays, like Mondays can be tough for a lot of people, okay? Because they have now 5 more days at work and they have to change, like purposefully change their intent of that day.
Your outlook.
Yeah.
Turn around.
One of the ways to do that is to, if you really hate your job, okay, unfortunately, you can have an intention to slowly start working on changing your job, or you can start adding things in on Monday, like after work, that you're really looking forward to.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, like, I don't know, yoga, or Monday becomes the happy hour day.
Yes.
Okay, so instead of...
Just not too late, because that makes Tuesday really hard.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, you could, you know, skip Friday and have it, you know, your Monday happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that you meet up with your friends on Monday and you don't get stupid, you know, you don't get schlosh.
Or, you know, you could do a nice lunch date with somebody.
You could take a lunch date. Yeah. You could. So you just kind of set up things on Monday, if that's your bad day, that make you happy so that it changes your intention.
Yeah. Like one of my favorite restaurants here in town is Tonic, and they have Taco Tuesday on Tuesdays, and the tacos are very good, and they're pretty inexpensive, and I look forward to Tuesday lunches because I can go and go get a Taco Tuesday, and I see the people that I know around town, and it's just like it's nice.
Yeah, and it makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so intention, I think accountability is another one. And these are all things that we hope that you actually listen to and start to take note of and start to put them into your life.
So right? By accountability, you mean what?
You take personal responsibility. You know, you take personal responsibility for the things that you are doing,
Okay. What does that look like?
That may be causing you unhappiness.
Okay.
Okay.
So stop doing these things is what you're saying.
Yeah. And personal accountability to start doing things maybe that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, for example, I think that when people don't take personal accountability, they get stuck in this woe is me type mentality.
Yeah. And they're my favorite kind of people. Just kidding.
Right? lots of them out there. Okay. So basically, it's everyone else's fault.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's my parents' fault. It's my landlord's fault.
It's my ex's fault. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, accountability is saying to yourself, you know what? Wait a second. I'm here right now and I don't have to be this way.
Right.
I don't have to feel this way. I don't have to think this way. I can make a choice moving forward to live a life that I want to live.
Right.
And that may be surrounding yourself with a different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
That may be
setting boundaries
with other people. Okay. So there's those types of things. And personal accountability is again, one of those things that you see in happiness research.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at like positive psychology, okay, we see these types of things that start to, you know, come up for ultimate happiness.
And speaking of happiness research, I think part of this personal accountability, and I'm not sure if, you know, you're going to talk about this later, but start reading things like the good, the positivity, you know, self-help kind of things and
motivational things, inspirational
watching
things,
watching TED Talks that interest you that are, you know, unhappy things and
stuff
that is just more spiritual, not, you know, religiously spiritual, but, you know, getting to your spirit.
And, you know, just a quick off-the-cuff few books that I could recommend right away. The Four Agreements, okay, mm-hmm. by Miguel Ruiz. Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. You know, The Angry Therapist has a new book out, which is great. I'm actually, this just came out. I'm about
on happiness. That's kind of funny.
Well, it's it's a no BS guide to finding and living your own truth. Okay. And truth is actually one of the
cornerstones
of happiness.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You know, so there's a lot of those, types of books out there. To some Tony Robbins stuff, which we talked about on a Facebook Live one time when someone asked a question for, you know, recommendations. There are Gabby Bernstein's new book is phenomenal, all right, on connecting to the universe, all right? So, mm-hmm. you know, that
so
kind of stuff.
So just find your vibe and go with it.
One of my favorites, as I think it's one of your favorites too, is Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass.
That's a great book.
Yes.
Light, easy to read.
Fun to read, and it really, you know, looks at like happiness and getting the happiness. She's got a new book coming out, I believe, very soon.
She also has a workshop that I've seen.
Yeah, and you can Google these people's names. They all, mm-hmm. you know, have workshops that you can go to. And, you know, if you want something more hands-on, more experiential. So, yeah, I think that's a really good point, Dana, to you know, take accountability and make a choice to pull some of this stuff into your own life.
Yeah, and also workshop these things because there's a ton of, you can go to seminars, you can go to, you can do online workshops, you can do in-person workshops, you could just go to something in your community. There's so much stuff out there.
And on that note, meetup.com is a great place too. So it's meet, M-E-E-T, up.com. And you can, you know, you can Google or you can go to the site and then you can hit the search button and you can type in something like inspirational groups or meditation groups or happiness groups.
As opposed to M-E-A-T up.com, like
just in case
where you
know,
go for bacon or
somebody might not be able to spell out there.
Chicken. Where do I get chicken?
Make sure I'm being inclusive to everybody. No judgment.
I'm going to start a website called meetup.com with an A and that way.
Yeah. It'll be like a meet, like a hookup site. Like
a I wasn't
market.
Even thinking that.
Well, what were you thinking?
Probably,
like chicken?
Yeah, like food.
It would be
meetup.com. Get your sausage fix here.
Yeah. All right. So
it probably already exists.
We're going to have to Google that one. Okay, so appreciation too, like learning to appreciate our lives, which is basic gratitude stuff, right? I mean, you know, appreciate what you do have. This is some of the stuff that when you actually start to read about channeling energy and positive energy, that no matter where you are in life, okay, like even if you don't have a car, you have a tiny little apartment, but you got bus fare.
Right.
All right. You have to channel that and say, thank God.
But as they say, focus on the positive. There's always some situation out there that is so much worse than you are. And most people have it really, really good.
And even when you're in a really bad position, if you have amputations, if you have a chronic illness, if you have brain injuries, if you have whatever, okay, you have to find the appreciation.
Yeah. There's a ton of really inspiring stories about people who overcome those terrible odds and, you know, become not even just famous people, but really successful, or you know, they get into the college of their dreams against all odds, this and that.
Being told they have 3 weeks to live and 15 years later,
right,
there they are.
Right.
You know, going, pumping along.
So part of it is a belief system.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I think happiness is a belief system.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't have that belief system because they're so concerned on the outside versus the inside. And what we're doing here now is actually focusing on the inside for you guys. And these are some things that you need to start to cultivate within yourself. Okay, and then let that go on the outside. So appreciate your life, and giving is another one, all right? So sharing yourself with the expectation of nothing in return.
Yes, yes.
What happens usually?
It makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
Yeah, so you actually are getting something in return. You're getting this...
happiness.
Right.
Yep. But here's the thing. I think a lot of people, what they'll do, and I'll catch myself in this too, and I have to kind of reframe it. Like, I give a lot, okay? And I don't expect anything in return. Mm-hmm. But then when I think about it, I do expect something in return. I expect trust. I expect respect.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I reframe that, like I said, I reframe that in these are human things, okay? If I give somebody something material, I don't expect anything material back. I'm giving something, you know, or my time or something like that. But for me, I get a little shaky with this, okay? And I practice happiness. I practice these things. But this is where I get a little shaky. So if I help somebody, or if I give them a lot of my time, or if I give them something like very important and they do something to me that is very hurtful, or, you know, I have a hard time, you know, and then I go to, well, gosh, you know, like I've given them so much. How could they do this to me? Okay. So I am still working on this aspect. Okay, as much as I like to give, and I don't run into this very often at all, and I haven't for years, but, you know, I certainly have run into something like this where, you know, I was giving a lot of myself to somebody, and I was just being treated like crap.
Well, that's a toxic person, and I think that's another thing that you need to start, not even start, just do it. Just weed this stuff out of your life, you know, get rid of the toxic people.
Yeah.
The emotional vampires, as they're called, right? Mm-hmm. The people that, you know, you're going to call them up, you know, and, you know, Melissa, she's always got a bad story or always pulling something from you, or, you know, you call her up and she's like, or she calls you.
Yeah,
because you're not calling her.
And she doesn't get the
and
hint.
And she's, oh, woe is me all the time, or, you know, the same drama over the same situation. And what do they call them? Ask-holes, right? So they're asking your advice and they never take it, and they're still going through the same shit.
But
they're the kind of people you have to get rid of. The ass-holes, you have to get rid of the draining, you know, emotional vampires, the ones who, you know, they're the manipulators, the people who just, you know, you feel icky when you're finished with them. Like,
you're drained.
You come away from, what just happened? Right. You're supposed to be energized and refreshed from your relationships. Now, of course, not all the time. I mean, you're going to have problems with people but you know what I'm talking about. I mean,
yeah,
everybody knows.
And
what we're talking
energized
about.
And or a sense of warmth.
Right.
You
fulfilled.
Know, yeah, fulfilled. Yeah, I love walking away from situations where I just feel like warmth.
Yeah.
Like just I could go home and snuggle with myself after hanging out with, you know, somebody.
You know what's interesting is like people hate to, you know, say that people use each other, right? Uh-huh. Like a friendship shouldn't be, you shouldn't be using people in friendship. But I think of it this way. I do believe that you use people to mm-hmm. meet certain needs, you know, and that's
sure.
That's what having relationships is about. So
I think
each of your relationships can have different purposes and your friends should bring you warmth and joy.
I think you're hitting on the first thing that we talked about, the intent, mm. the intention. Okay?
Okay.
Like I think people can use people with a not so good intent. When you
right.
go into something and you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to use him because he's got a lot of money and mm-hmm. like I need some diamonds or something like that. You know what I mean?
Do you remember last week when I said I need diamonds for all these ear piercings?
She's using you, people.
No, I just bought myself some crystals, so I'm good.
So versus I hate to use the word normal, but like this normal, like, you know, you interact with people, you're using them to an extent to get a good feeling, to laugh with them, to develop a friendship, to connect.
And it's not one-sided.
And it's
that's
not one-sided.
The key.
Yeah.
There's a give and take.
I see exactly what you're saying. And, you know, using is one of those words like manipulation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like not all manipulation is bad.
Right.
Okay. And not all using is bad. I tend not to use that word, though. I would probably use a different word. But, you know, to your point is very well made. And I think it was made, you know, to everybody else.
I just did a curtsy. Thank you.
Yes.
An air curtsy.
Absolutely. Oh, I just had a frog in my throat. Ribbit.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I also think that, like, truthfulness. On that note.
Yeah,
okay?
Because that rings, right, from your inside out. Like, when you know mm-hmm. you're being dishonest, you feel gross.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be happy when you're being dishonest.
I believe 100% in being truthful with yourself,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's not always pretty. It's not everybody always likes it.
Right.
Okay? And sometimes, you know, you lose people in your life. Sometimes you gain people in your life.
But that's what your authenticity is working.
It goes back to that authenticity, which we, you know, did a live on, which was really cool. So if you haven't caught that, go back to our page and you'll see it. But like, I think being honest with yourself also radiates to being honest with other people as well, like radiates from you. Okay. So mm-hmm. you're like a truthful person. And, you know, I think, you know, there, again, there's appropriate, like sometimes you can be like, too honest with somebody. And I think of the honey, do I look fat in this? Yeah. You look like a fat pig. There's
a better way to phrase that.
You need to use, I call it truth with tact. Okay.
Truth with tact.
In my office. Yes. That's the way I phrase it, in my office. So, you know, use some tact with it when you're dealing with other people, but
so
ultimately,
how would you respond to that? Something like, you know what? I really liked that dress better or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Or, you know, if you love the person, you could say, honey, I always believe in, and everybody who knows me knows that this is what I believe in. Okay. And I say it like a parrot in my office. Always lead with love. Always lead with love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, honey, I love you. It doesn't matter what you wear. You're always going to look sexy, but I actually think you look sexier in that dress.
Like, oh, that's great.
You know? Mm-hmm. And if you're not in a love relationship with the person, you can say, you don't have to say, I love you. You look, you know, you could say, I think you look great all the time. And if you know, if you're comfortable in that, I think you look great. I really like this dress on you, just an FYI. And, you know, you make the decision, mm-hmm. you know, and you can kind of lean towards another dress. So it's, again, that word that is used negatively, but it's almost like a positive manipulation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in a situation like that, I think just being honest with yourself. I think people have such a hard time doing this because they see their faults.
Yes.
And we all have faults.
Of course.
And once you can be honest and take accountability, okay?
Because this is take stock, then take accountability.
Yes, and this is where truth comes from, okay? So if you know you fucked up, you need to own it. And I am, like, big on this because, you know, look, I fuck up, not a lot, but often enough for me to say this, okay? Mm-hmm. And I will be the first one usually that says, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, or that wasn't my intent, you know, and have a conversation about it. If it's brought to my attention, okay? If it's, you know, if it's not brought to my attention, then I don't know if I did something wrong, okay? So this is a little bit of a sidebar on truth, okay? So you've got your own truth, truth that transpires to another person, and then you've got the influence or influx of maybe somebody else's truth coming into you, and, you know, you have to take some stock in that too, especially if the person is a valuable person in your life.
Right.
Okay? So, for example, Jen does something to Rebecca, okay? And, you know, Rebecca doesn't like it, okay? And Rebecca goes to Jen and says, you know, Jen, why did you do this? And Jen says, oh my gosh, I didn't even think that you would think that way. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Like, you know, because Jen values Rebecca.
Right.
Okay? So the other option there is for Jen to say, who do you think you are? Okay, go on the attack and, like, why would, you know, blah, 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 why are you so defensive and this and that? And then it causes a will battle, and then we have a breakup in Jen and Rebecca's relationship.
Well, the other option is Rebecca never says a damn thing and starts to hold resentment.
Okay, and that happens in both friendships, and it happens in love relationships,
right. Even work relationships, coworkers,
absolutely,
blah, blah, blah. So sometimes you just have to have that uncomfortable sit down, and, you know, even with people like coworkers, you don't need to be best friends, but at least come to some sort of an understanding that, here, you know what, this is what happened and I didn't mean that, and, you know, let's just be cool.
Apologize and, you know, conflict resolution moving forward.
All right.
Okay.
Enough
so
about that.
Okay. So truthfulness has, you know, several different things. Okay. And then I think another one is centrality. Okay. Like this non-negotiable choice for your own life. And it doesn't matter what anybody says or anybody's going to be a naysayer. These are non-negotiables for you. Okay. So one of my centralities or central choices is that I do not want friendships in my personal life who are very negative, more than positive, consistently negative. Okay. Because I know what that does to me. It does not make me happy. And if you are someone that veers towards the negative side of things and always has a negative, you know, kind of spin on things.
Yeah.
You and I are not going to be friends.
I think that, so basically what we're talking about here is almost like a personal rule book, you know, this is your list and you're sticking to it. But, you know, with regard to that specific example you led with, I think that comes with, you know, age sometimes. So when I'm old enough to realize, like, I don't need to gather friends. Like, you know, I have the ones that are really meaningful to me, and the rest of them, if they are not giving me what I need, in, you know, happiness wise or comfort wise or entertainment wise or whatever, then, or they're bringing you down consistently, then yeah, you get rid of them.
But I question that too, because I don't think our culture like teaches. You know, what do 20, let's just say 20 some year olds, okay? Like, yeah, okay, it's a time in their lives. Our culture supports to some extent this exploration of career, job, sexuality, whatever, okay? They're not taught as a culture, mind you. Individual people, sometimes they are, okay? But as a culture, we're not taught healthy boundaries.
Oh, you're okay? Right. Right.
And then through time and bad experiences, unfortunately, then we learn. It's like trial and error type learning. Mm-hmm. But if we taught our children, let's say, okay, healthy boundaries, and then by the time they hit their 20s, because I know 20-some-year-olds like this, you know, I see them with boundaries, mm-hmm. okay, and then I see others that have absolutely none. Okay?
And you're right, there are like 50-something-year-old people who are still like, oh my God, like,
exactly.
I'm hanging out with this person, I don't really want to. I'm like, why are you doing it then? You know,
exactly,
I don't get it,
exactly, in their personal lives,
yeah.
And I think sometimes we can get into those situations and they can be short term because then we realize it. Because sometimes the wolf's in sheep clothing, okay? Mm. So they're a certain person like right to your face, and then 3 months later you find out, oh my God, like
I, right.
you know, and then you make the decision. And sometimes that happens.
Right.
Okay. And you can't do anything about it. So this is really about like not overlooking ourselves in our lives, because I think a lot of people overlook themselves and what they need and their own boundaries and what makes them happy. Maybe they're afraid that people are going to call them names or judge them.
I'm selfish.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. Mm,
yeah, I'm so selfish. I'm laughing all the way to my selfish bank. I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm laughing all the way to my selfish big fluffy bed, and I'm going to cuddle with my selfish self. Mm-hmm.
That's actually, I'm in my head, I was thinking of bed, but that didn't really make sense to me either. But yeah.
I think that selfish, to some extent, is a good thing.
It is.
Yeah. Now, mind you, there's two different ways to look at selfishness, which is probably a whole other podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try these things, okay, and start to at least think about these things that we just talked about, you know, you're on that road to building your happiness, and this doesn't happen overnight. So you have to cultivate it. And when you can have these things as your kind of main thought process throughout, you know, moving forward, your happiness is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's like reframing your whole outlook. So
we got a new thing.
Yeah, a new thing.
Got a new thing. What is it?
Clean Freak Fix.
Oh, so every show, we are now going to do a clean freak fix.
That means we have to remember every show to do a clean freak fix.
Yes, because we are intelligence, you know, super women that can remember this stuff.
Okay, so on the topic of happiness, right, mm-hmm. we're going to bring some of our, you know, health-related stuff into this.
To this
and
one in particular.
Happiness is a very, you know, big health issue. I mean, when you're unhappy, it causes all kinds of health issues. But one thing in particular that can help with some of the things that you might make you depressed or anxious or give you, you know, problems with your skin or your insides or whatever is the essential oil called frankincense.
Yes.
And we've talked about this before as a topical treatment. When we talked about the oils, the essential mm-hmm. oils, and using that on the face as a great anti-aging help me.
Anti-aging.
Application,
sure. Yeah. So you need a carrier oil with the frankincense. But, you know, frankincense is so versatile.
And there's so much to it. It's crazy.
Yeah. So you can use it in a diffuser. Okay. So your air in your house can smell like frankincense. You can use it topically. And Dana's going to tell you a little bit more about what you can use. But before she does that, the frankincense, it comes from the boswellia. Okay. And it is an herb, all right, the boswellia, I believe it's a tree or a shrub, but that's, you don't need to know that.
Because you get it in a bottle.
Because you get it in a bottle.
You don't have to go planting this.
Yeah, so boswellia and frankincense are the same, and I have a great...
shake it.
Yes, can you hear this? A supplement of boswellia by Pure Encapsulations. A little shout out to those guys. And it is hypoallergenic, and it is phenomenal. I mean, this boswellia is in clinical research to help heal ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and, you know, what are some other ones? Inflammation, Dana?
Well, as we said before, stress relief. So you mm-hmm. can throw it in a bath, right? Or you can do, as you were mentioning, The diffuser or the vaporizer helps fight anxiety, helps
breathe,
relax.
It in. Deep breaths.
Right?
in and...
You can use it to clean your indoor space. It is a natural deodorizer, disinfectant.
Lots of good stuff.
Natural hygiene prevents dental health issues like tooth decay, bad breath, cavities, oral infections.
You can put a little bit, so you can put a little bit in, like maybe in your mouth.
With your baking soda,
oil.
You could throw some on your baking soda on your toothbrush. Scrubba.
Nice, nice.
Do you remember that brush-a, brush-a, brush-a
yes.
from Greece, right?
Yes.
Brush-a, so brush-a, aging brush-a. Ourselves.
Okay. I love that movie.
Me too. We should watch it.
Okay. Yes.
As we mentioned before, anti-aging and wrinkle fighter, really great for that. Relieves symptoms of indigestion, which makes you really irritable, right? Constipation, gas, stomach aches, IBS, as you said, PMS, cramps, like all these things that are really like people are like, you're in a bad mood, you know, and you're like, I just got some gas or I'm PMSing, which sidebar, I hate that. I hate that. Excuse.
On that note, we need to do a show now on PMS because PMS is real. Maybe
I know
you
it's
don't
real.
Get
I
it.
I know it's real.
But I do.
But I still hate it when people blame their irritability on PMS.
Oh my God, it's uncontrollable.
Can't freaking stand it.
It's
okay.
Uncontrollable.
Well,
we're doing
I'm just
a show.
Stay away from you.
We're doing the PMS show. And we're gonna do it when I got PMS. Ah. Now, I try to work with it, okay? But I'm a little extra sensitive, and you like get into a little bit of an argument that day.
So for the digestive distress kind of things, you do want to take it in capsule form. Of course, you're not doing the oil topically. Or it's also great for scars and acne, stretch marks, any kind of wound kind of things. Like just to you're going to put, of course, in a carrier oil.
Yeah.
Natural medicine. Helps.
And remember, that's the frankincense oil and get a high quality one. And then the supplement does not come as frankincense. It comes as boswellia.
Right.
And I want
right.
to spell that for you. It's BOSWELLIA. And the Pure Encapsulations is a phenomenal
yes.
product.
So, yeah, it's great for a lot of things. Muscle aches, too.
So
yeah,
here
aches
you go.
And pains and... things that make you cranky.
You start to focus on your intention, your accountability, appreciation, giving, truthfulness, centrality, and then you throw some boswellia up in that shit and some frankincense in your diffuser. Like, there's no way that you can't be happy.
Oh, and by the way, it's a tree.
All right, that's what I said first.
Yes.
I said tree.
Yes, you did.
And then I said shrub secondarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so that was your clean freak fix. Now, every show, like we said, we're going to do a clean freak fix. And that's going to be your little, like, tidbit extra credit for the show.
Sweet. All right, clean freaks, we went long today.
All right. Ooh, I like long.
Oh, God, so many things to say to that.
Bye. We're not getting dirty, and we're going to cut the cursing, even though I was the only one that cursed this time around.
Oh, that's not true. I cursed.
Did you?
I can rewind. You can hear it.
But here's the thing. I think people like our cursing.
Okay, fuck shit. Bitch.
I don't think so. Wait, we got to stop. More professional.
No.
We're going professional.
We're just being our authentic selves,
and
that keeps us happy.
Yes.
So deal with it. Buck up.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, true. See that.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.